This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, March 12th. Well, the cattle markets last week under pressure throughout most of the week, but on Friday we managed to get a little bounce higher, so that was encouraging to see it kind of respond to a cash market that was holding well. Cash market started the week about a dollar lower at 126, but by Friday we had traded pretty heavy numbers around 127 on the Fed. The dressed at 204, which was also unchanged for the week. Box beef values were a bit higher on Friday, up 26 cents at 224 on the choice. Select up 48 cents at 217. Spread sitting at 688. Movement 74 loads. We do see the feeder cattle index getting a bit more pressure, down 57 cents a Monday morning at 144.15. Most of the cash auctions around the week last week were higher for the lighter weight calves, the grazing type of calves. The heavier weight, the feeders, a bit weaker for the week. We are seeing that the feedlots are getting into the bigger numbers. Slaughter animals offers are increasing, and the weights are coming back up as well. So we're getting into that time window of when slaughter numbers are going to be huge and beef production is going to take a significant jump up. That's the concern about the cattle market. Now, the cash market holding together pretty well last week, so that was the support on Friday after the market started to break down. So I do think with last week's price action, you basically confirmed your seasonal highs from that were in mid-February. Those are going to be your seasonal highs. We still could look at somewhat of a bump. I thought that's what was going to happen last week to get that mid-March run. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. The markets, you know, took a shot at it early in the week and just kind of ran out of gas immediately. Perhaps Friday's rally back up will give us some sort of momentum to the upside. But anyway, either way, I don't think you're going to see the markets be able to get back to those February highs. There's just too much headwind in this market. And the plains dryness is part of the problem as well in feeders. That's major grazing area from southern Texas all the way up into, you know, the central plains is dry, and it's in an increasingly dry pattern. The eastern half of that is getting decent moisture, but that's not your major grazing area. Now, from South Dakota on to the northern plains, that was in a drought status and still continues to be abnormally dry, but they're slated for some pretty decent moisture. They've had a lot of snow, and the 6 to 10 day forecast calls for above normal precip for them. So they should get the spring off to a good start, crop-wise, range-wise. So we see demand for your lighter weight grass calves mostly coming from the northern tier, which frankly is where most of those animals were placed early from because of the drought last summer and fall. So those guys are probably going to be a little on the short side as far as numbers. They'll be coming in looking for those calves in the central plains, and it doesn't look like they'll find a lot of competition, at least early in the season. Normally that month of April is when you get a lot of demand for these grass calves. Usually you get pretty decent rains across the southern and central plains then. That still could be the case. You still could break loose. We're still looking at La Nina dissipating, which normally opens the window for more rains to come through those plains areas. But so far that does not appear to be happening. It's just not in the near-term forecast either. So unless the rains come, I would expect that feeder cattle will struggle to maintain upward momentum as well, because you just won't see that competition for those calves. Even though the numbers are lower than last year available outside of feedlots, it doesn't look, again, the competition just isn't there for them unless the rains come. And again, that's not in the near-term forecast. So a lot of things could change in April. If the rains come, wheat will go down. Feeder cattle prices will likely go higher. Despite what we expect to see pressure in the live cattle market, I think just demand for grass calves would be strong enough to help feeders offset the pressure from lives. But if the rains don't come, I don't see how feeders can really stand on their own. Corn prices look to be fairly firm, and or feed grain prices in general. And if live cattle are breaking as well, it's going to be tough for feeders to rally. So it depends on Mother Nature for a lot of this potential through April. That will set your direction, at least in the short term. So we'll see where that takes us. But again, a strong day on Friday could be the springboard to something better to start this week. We'll know here soon. But I still think that rallies will be met with pretty aggressive selling. For the week, last week, live cattle were up 95 cents. The feeders were up about 20, so not a big change. The commitment of traders report showing that large traders significantly reduced their long positions in live cattle. So they're moving away from that bullish mentality as well. They decreased their longs in feeders also. So we see that their attitude is changing. So that instead of seeing the breaks being well supported, now we're seeing the rallies met with some fairly heavy selling. We saw that early last week on a bounce that I thought would take us into that normal mid-March seasonal high. It just ran out of gas after one day. So I would expect we'll probably see that again. So live cattle trade, cash market holding together to end the week, but the futures market getting a late bounce, but we are breaking down. We broke down below the support levels in the live cattle. The feeder cattle too, that the momentum clearly is to the downside on both the lives and the feeders. That's why I think rallies will be met with selling in a fairly aggressive nature. That's just my take on this. I think the fundamentals are turning decidedly bearish for live cattle. For feeders, it just depends on rains through the month of April. That wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions or want to talk about the markets, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.